is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Olympics. I welcome Gordon Chang, the author of the cover story in Newsweek magazine right now. If Xi Jinping's zero COVID Olympic coronation fails, his enemies in Beijing are ready. Gordon, a very good evening to you. We are several days into the failure of the Olympics. The American people have voted with their television sets. They have turned away from the Olympics. How does this relate to Xi Jinping's campaign, the unprecedented third general secretaryship that he wants to win come this fall?
Xi Jinping is identified with the Olympics, as he was in 2008. In 2008, China had a very successful Summer Games in Beijing, and that actually propelled Xi Jinping into becoming general secretary of the Communist Party. That was the end of 2012. Now he's also behind the games. He's been going to various venues. He's been doing inspections. He's the construction manager in chief. And he is going to be in trouble because these Olympics are not only going poorly for NBC, they're also going poorly for China itself. This is turning out to be a public relations nightmare for the Chinese. And I'm sure senior Communist Party leaders are going to take it out on Xi Jinping. And he might not actually get his third term as general secretary at the 20th National Congress.
It is difficult to find something that's going well for China right now, Gordon. The property market has seized up. Evergrande is the first of several questions that cannot be answered easily. The general economy has slowed down. The pandemic continues. The zero COVID policy, which is rudimentarily wrong after 2 years of the pandemic, that seems to challenge city after city. We get very few reports, but what we hear about is some starvation. And then we have India, the blocking in the high Himalayas. We have the rejection of Xi Jinping's aggression in Europe. Very, very strong voices raised, such as what the Chinese Communist Party attempted to do to Lithuania. It overreached itself and Europe kicked back. I could go on, Gordon. You understand the long list. Nothing is going right for him. Is the Politburo the body that would hold him accountable for this? And do his peers have a reason to move against him now, quite separate from their own fate? I mean, can they take that risk?
I think that they actually can, because we have been seeing now for more than 6 months, but especially in the last month, signs of discord at the top of the Communist Party. They're infighting. We don't know exactly what's going on, John, because this system is opaque, but things are happening that don't happen when things are going well. So you go back to 2017 or whatever, when things were moving in China's direction, Xi Jinping was having a great time. Remember, he had taken power from everybody, so he had actually attracted a lot of accountability. But it also meant that he got praise because he said, look, I'm responsible for China's rise. Well, right now, you go through the list of things that is not going well for China, and his opponents who have grievances that are deep are going to be using this against him. And so I think he's in trouble.
Let's go to an event that happened in these last days that is a puzzle. The president of Russia, Mr. Putin, traveled to Beijing in person to stand next to Xi Jinping, and then statements were made afterwards about an alliance or working together or some kind of support. And there were words about the conflict in Europe pointing to Ukraine. Is that a measure of Xi Jinping's strength, weakness? It's a puzzle, Gordon. How do you interpret this conduct?
The joint statement that was put out by both Moscow and Beijing actually pointed to Chinese strength. Because although a lot of it was focused on Ukraine, the statement didn't mention Ukraine by name, but it did mention Taiwan by name. And that obviously is going to be because the Chinese insisted on that. Now, they've got this, what they call the No Limits Partnership. And certainly China is the senior partner in that grouping. But nonetheless, I'm not so sure that China is so happy with what Putin is doing right now, because it also puts the spotlight on Xi Jinping, because people are not just talking about Putin and Ukraine. They're talking about China supporting Putin in Ukraine. And that doesn't go down very well in a lot of capitals, including Washington.
Xi Jinping has jailed many, many, many of his enemies, jailed them. Is that a vital, vital population to revolt, Gordon? Or are they broken men forever?
No, they're not broken at all, John. Just to put a little context in this, when Mao Zedong, the founder of the People's Republic, was ruling China, he actually killed his political opponents. Deng Xiaoping, Mao's successor, reduced substantially the cost of losing a political struggle. Well, Xi Jinping has reversed the process and has increased the cost of losing a struggle by jailing basically hundreds of thousands, nominally for corruption, but really for being against Xi Jinping. Well, all these people are still there, John. They've got a lot of friends and allies who have not been jailed. And so that means that Xi Jinping has a lot of potential enemies who will be quiet if they think that Xi Jinping is strong, but they are going to come out of the woodwork as they are now because they realize that Xi Jinping is vulnerable.
In your Newsweek piece, you identify that Xi was raised to the general secretaryship because no one disapproved of him and everybody sort of pleased with him. He was nobody's first choice, everybody's third choice, and he became general secretary. Now you say that hasn't given him a base at all. His only base is the military. Is that a stable base?
It's not a stable base, John, because the military and the party have this uneasy relationship. Remember, the People's Liberation Army is actually a party army. But party officials, the civilians, have always been worried about the loyalty of the officer corps. Because if you go back to the Maoist era, there was an attempted coup attempt by Lin Biao. So right now, the party civilians have always been worried about what the military could do. And so it's never a stable relationship.
The virus. We have reports, Gordon, you and I talk about them all the time, of various cities being afflicted by the virus. We don't know what iteration. We don't know if it's Delta. We don't know if it's Omicron. We can guess Omicron, but it's just guessing. Xi cannot solve the virus with zero COVID. It's not worked anywhere else. It's not working with him. Is he being blamed for not solving it?
Yes, because you're right. China right now has both Delta and Omicron outbreaks. And the Omicron outbreak is actually in Beijing itself. But they have had problems across the country. There are five vaccines, of which three of them are being sold. They're not very effective, which means that China's only defense against this disease is isolation. Well, isolation can sometimes work, but it gets people angry. And the other thing is it undermines economic growth. And they need a lot of growth right now because they got the debt crisis. Evergrande, you mentioned. So Xi Jinping right now has no options for this.
The young woman who was persecuted by a high party member and has now disappeared, the tennis star Peng Shua, is that a blow to Xi? Is he held responsible for that?
I actually don't think so. And the reason is that Zhang Gaoli, who is the former senior leader who was blamed by Peng, who Peng accused of raping her. And by the way, it was is Zhang's wife as well was involved in this act. He is from another faction. So it's not so much a Xi Jinping problem. But of course, it occurs in connection with the Olympics, which means that obviously Xi Jinping can't escape from this because people are talking about Peng. And they're not talking about the Olympics. And that is a real problem for Xi Jinping in a sense. But fortunately for him, Zhang is not his faction.
The cover piece I recommend by Gordon Chang right now in Newsweek. The question, if I'm going to go for the if part. If Xi Jinping's zero COVID Olympic coronation fails, his enemies in Beijing are ready. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Newsweek, Gatestone in the Hill. I'm John Batchelor.